Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA. Coast to coast, border to border, around the world as well. A couple of ways we get you overseas. First and foremost, on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from a Space Force Guardian. Remember, they're not airmen or sailors or Marines or soldiers. They're Guardians, like Cleveland. Whatever branch you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. We're also on the internet as we stream to sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails you want to send to me, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's pertinent for two reasons in this next hour. First of all, at 40 after the hour, in just over a half hour, I'll be giving away a brand new game, and you can win it with the email address. And then cheat code requests. Send those. And at the end of the show, I like looking up cheat codes for older games. rick@sportsbyline.com. We are also on Sirius XM 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. People always ask why I say 211 in progress. That was back from Adam 12. 211 in progress. It meant armed robbery. I know. It's from the 70s. Also, and it's not just sports video games. It's all video games here. But we are on SBNationLive.com as well, streaming through. And we are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, on your cable provider. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. There's really no excuse. You can find, and there's lots of stuff out there which you can stream this program through as well. And everybody's welcome. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. Last few weeks, I've had interviews. This show's wide open to your calls. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, if you want to send me a Twitter or an X or a post, whatever it is, it's at Rick Tittles. I enunciate my T's. All right, we only got like 51 minutes left. Let's do this on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, Hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and it's nice to have you with us wherever you are. Listening in this great land of ours, okay, foreign lands, we are here for you. I was actually, I saw an article about some old video game systems that are worth money, and I have a lot of them laying around somewhere. But I don't believe some of these things. It was an article I saw on Microsoft Network inside job. No, but it's sort of like baseball cards. Like, I remember it says, oh, this Maguire rookie card is worth $800. And then I would go to a baseball card shop and it would be like $12. And I was like, oh, well, what does Street and Smith say? Well, this says, it's like some kind of blue book thing. But it did say that the Atari Jaguar is worth about $1,500. And the Atari Jaguar was pretty well established system. And remember, they came out with a CD unit. And so it was actually one unit with the cartridge on top and then the CD unit in the middle. Maybe the worst joystick ever. It was just this giant pad, but it had a keypad in the middle. I don't know. Maybe you like it, but I always say, who's going to give you that? Now, if you look at the N64 IQ, which is also around the same, and what happened was to bypass the video game ban in Japan at the time, Wei Yin from IQ teamed up with Nintendo for this sort of hybrid version of the N64. And it only sold about 12,000 units, and now, of course, that's more of a kitschy thing. But you might remember ROB with Nintendo, and Nintendo, almost everything they do works. That one didn't. That was the robot with a really, well, his name was ROB, Rob. Okay, it stood for Robotic Operating Buddy, and it is a 80s relic for sure. But those are all going for $1,000. And I'm going to think, do I have one of those? Like, I never did. But I think the one that shocked me the most was just a Sega Saturns are now worth $60,000. And I thought, sorry, not $60,000, $600. Not $60,000. Sorry if I made you drive off the road there in your semi. But this was sort of the end of the skeleton Saturn line with that. And they said about 30,000 of them were made. And so I could see maybe why that price is up. But the one thing about all of this is I can just tell you the nostalgia for these systems, it wears off really fast. And I loved some of these systems. But what we have now is so mind-blowing, is better than any arcade system that we grew up with in our own homes. People have 75-inch TVs and high-def and wireless controllers and an army of games that they can pull down through the, the clear blue sky. And you go, oh, I love that system. And I'll tell you that because I remember some years ago, I got a CD-ROM that had all the Activision games from the 2600 on it. And they were the first ever third-party, go ahead and stop us, video game system. And remember, what Nolan Bushnell was doing at Nintendo is he didn't want any of the video game developers to get credit. He just thought that would be kind of lame. But, you know, that'd be like telling Rembrandt or Van Gogh or someone, you know, don't tell anybody you painted this. Whereas Warren Robinette in Adventure had the first ever Easter egg. He hid his name in it, created by Warren. I got to talk to him about that at a GDC a long time ago. By the way, Game Developers Conference coming in San Francisco here in about 3 weeks. And I'm scheduled to go to that and check out. I'll give you the report as I do every year. But anyway, I remember I got the CD-ROM and I thought, oh my gosh, I love Pitfall and I loved Roundup. You know, and River Assault, all these games. And I started playing them and I was like, oof, you know, it's just not that great. I remember going over to a buddy's house when I was a little kid and he had the Odyssey. Now, if you go to the Smithsonian, there's an Odyssey in there. And that's not just, you know, I remember last summer I was in Bozeman, Montana on the campus of Montana State, and they had a computer museum, and it's just like this little office building, but it was $10. It was worth it. First I thought, was this $10? And I'll look at five. No, it actually was worth it. So if you're ever up there in the that area of the country, so no, the Magnavox Odyssey is in the National Museum of American History, and it sold millions of units. But I mean, now in auction getting as much as $5,000. So I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even think you can play that anymore. And they had a sort of a rudimentary joystick that the 2600 actually ripped off. It was a block with a red button upper left with a little joystick in the middle. It just was a little flat and a little longer than the Atari one. And then it had an actual keyboard on it. But it was smooth, like a smooth top stove where it's kind of looks like a picture of a burner and then it gets hot. It was actually really cool. It's just that the games were, eh. I mean, even at the time, I was like, that's it. there's a place in the East Village in New York that I saw that had a lot of these things. I was staying at St. Mark's and First. I was probably a couple blocks away from there, but they had the Atari Cosmos. And that, to me, that's the kind of thing that you just buy and then you put on your mantle. The Atari Cosmos was made in 1978. And they had a release a day scheduled for it. It was supposed to be the holographic thrust into the future, and almost none of them ended up getting sold because they ended up going with the 2600. And I just remember that that Atari Cosmos was $7,500. So that's the type of thing. It's really like a vase, you know, this is from the Ming Dynasty. And so you just put it on a pedestal and you're like, check that out. It is a little weird. It's sort of like people who have, you know, they sell Star Wars dolls and, you know, that 3PO, don't unwrap it or its value goes down. So I could see something like that. But once again, that somebody would have to actually pay that much. I don't think anybody's walking in buying an Atari Cosmos for $7,500. But anyway, so I saw this thing and it said Jaguar's going for $600. I don't think so, but I'll just say the caveat emptor behind all of this is that for me personally, very, very, very few games hold up. You know, even N64's GoldenEye, I'm like, oh, it's the best game I ever played. And after a while, I'm like, oh, this is so clunky and lame, and I could be playing a much better game right now. So, but it is good. Of course, we're nostalgic for all these great systems and such things. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And this is the Video Game Review. We'll get back to the sports talk here in a little over half hour. I'm on all your platforms, all your systems. But next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game.
What is it?
I have to wait. Cliffhanger, so exciting. By the way, NASCAR 25... couple days ago unveiled details about career mode and what platforms they're going to be on. It's being produced by iRacing, and they're sharing some of the looks. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is involved. He has a lot of input in the game, and you know, NASCAR fans have been begging for a quality video game for a long time. And now with building from the ground up, in ARCA, A-R-C-A, players can live out all those extensive and detailed career modes. And NASCAR 25, you can start off in a dirty old garage and work your way up to one of the top Cup Series organizations. A boot that, yay. And so in the a new video that NASCAR itself put out, they had some real-life drivers like Dale Jr. and Ty Majeski talk about some of the features of the career mode, and it is official. It's going to be on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, and of course on the PC as well. One of the things that I think killed the original NASCAR series was that it was too realistic. And you might say, what are you talking about? That'd be a hallmark, the authenticity. And I'll tell you why, and I said it at the time on this show. I've been doing this show a long time. The thing that I didn't like about it was that you'd get all excited, you start racing, and maybe you trade paint, and then a caution flag would come out. And then you'd have to pit, and then you'd come out, and somebody would hit a wall, and then the caution flag would come out. And it was so slow. And that's not why we play, right? And so for me, one of the greatest car games ever is Burnout Paradise, which I was playing on the 360 at the time. And not just the amazing crash replays and such things, but you just, that sense of speed, and it's like you just think you're going to crash any minute, and you can't believe that you've gone 5 minutes and avoided all this stuff. I mean, just such tight handling. It was amazing. And so that's the whole thing about arcade or realism. You know, you think, well, we want it to be super realistic. You do, but you want it to be arcade. It's sort of like first-person shooters where you reload in 1 second, right? You know, it wouldn't be the same if all that stuff took as much time. So when it comes down to it, as I always say, I'll say it again, I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? And if it's fun, we'll play it. So, and I'm not saying that's why the NASCAR game died. I just didn't think it was very fun. And, you know, this career mode, I mean, Madden made that popular. MLB The Show does it. NBA 2K does it. And even though online play has kind of taken over largely, but that isn't what the NASCAR video game market is looking for. If you want the online realistic play, then iRacing on the computer is probably where you go. But what NASCAR fans say they want is a very smooth game on the console. Yes, some online play. But they want a story. They want a path. Give us the details, the resources to be truly creative and not just click start at the beginning of a race in the Cup Series calendar. Now, that has to be an option, though. Like, if I sit down to play the game and it's like, hey, you got 20 minutes, I'm not doing a career mode. I just want to just go, you know, which you can do. But I did that with MLB The Show a few years ago. Even though being an Oakland guy and an A's fan, so just picking the A's like I always did, I decided to let myself get drafted. And I didn't even pick what position I was. And look, if you're American, you played baseball. I was always an infielder or an outfielder all the way through high school. I never pitched. Just so happens I was a pitcher. And I got drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays. And I was playing minor league baseball in these podunk little towns, dimly lit stadia. I got to Double A and I got traded to the Twins. And it was a long road, and I simmed some of the seasons, but I played a lot of them pitching. And then some games, you know, I was a reliever. Some games I wasn't even called on. And so, but when I made the show, so to speak, it felt really cool. And it felt like just about everyone else in real life, it was out of your hands, right? Where you were going to get drafted and who was going to trade you. So, look, for those of you who don't know about Dale Jr., he has been a huge video game fan his whole life. He calls himself a video game nerd. And what's interesting about Dale Jr. is that he plays Hell Let Loose. If you haven't heard of it, don't be embarrassed. That's a World War II online sim that at most has about 5,000 to 10,000 players online at one time. So, but in the past, Dale was a huge proponent of iRacing and the eNASCAR Coca-Cola series. In fact, the Racing Series Championship is named for him and styled after that Winston Cup Series trophy too. So seeing Dale Jr. involved in NASCAR 25 is not a shock. It's a very smart idea from iRacing, and it appears that his influence is paying off some of these teaser videos. Even if you don't know NASCAR, you know Dale Jr. You know that he's a very likable guy, and that's a huge factor when it comes to how you are perceived. You know, he seems friendly and harmless. Who knows how he really is, but he seems friendly and charming and harmless, right? And plus, he's a good driver. And of course, his dad was a legend. He was tragically killed when he hit the wall. But NASCAR 25 is going to be here in the fall. There's not an exact date just yet. And fans are going to take the wheel, and they think of the wheel like we've never seen it before. All right, one other story that I thought was pretty interesting. You know how we always say whatever's going on, there's a knockoff somewhere else, you know, usually somewhere in Eastern Europe or Asia. Well, somebody finally got dinged on this. The Pokemon company, in quotes, was awarded substantial damages 2 days ago as part of a settlement in a very long-running lawsuit with a Chinese copycat mobile game that is called Pocket Monster Remake. That launched 10 years ago, and it has earned about $42 million per year, according to the Pokemon company. This is all reported in the South China Morning Post newspaper. So the game had this seemingly unaltered Pikachu, and then you had guys that looked exactly like Ash Ketchum, Tepig, Oshawott, all unaltered, say that fast. And so the Pokemon company filed a lawsuit 4 years ago. And in September 2024, the Shenzhen Intermediate People's Court ruled in favor of the Pokemon company about $15 million. But both parties appealed the ruling. which is interesting. They said, we're not going to pay. And then the real Pokemon peeps were like, that's not enough. So as reported by Automaton, the Pokemon company was also forced now, this week, to publish a public apology letter and immediately shut it down from all platforms and promises to never do it again. And so now they say the damages are 107 million Chinese yuan. I don't know what the exchange rate is there. But the Pokemon company found, obviously, was successful in the end. But they're also in a lawsuit with something called Pocket Pair, made by Palworld, because they also say is an infringement. Now, I remember when Al Davis sued the Buccaneers when they changed their logo to the pirate flag, and he lost. And then he sued the Carolina Panthers for having the same color scheme, except that they're navy blue and silver. He lost both of those cases. But people don't want you to step on. But when you literally, I mean, they probably are laughing all the way to the bank if they made $42 million a year with this complete ripoff. I always wonder, like, you can go on Amazon right now and buy ripoff 2600s. And Amazon doesn't care. They don't warn you that it's a piece of garbage. They're like, hey, we'll sell anything that'll sell. But anyway, caveat emptor, I bring that up again when it comes to ripping off intellectual properties. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I will also let you, we'll give away a brand new game, and we'll let you know the new releases this week as well. My name is Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review.
Rise.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Every once in a while when I give away the game at 40 after, I get a little bit of a different spin on it. Today I'm giving away something very cool. This is from our friends at Upper Deck. It's the Halo Legacy Collection. It's a full box wrapped brand new. 20 packs per box, 6 cards per pack. And it says, discover voice talent autograph cards, collect numbered metal cards as well. It's like, getting the Halo Hardlight card or the dual voice talent index with the real signatures on them as well. If you go to upperdeck.com, and you do /connect, that's on all your social medias as well. So once again, from Upper Deck, Halo Legacy Collection cards. My question is Halo a video game for the Xbox or for the Sega Genesis? Just let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you will win the Upper Deck Halo Legacy Collection. All right. It's kind of a cool thing to give away, in my humble opinion. We'll get to the release dates this segment as well. So, my shows are not political, but there are some hot topic things people get all bent out of shape. So I just want to talk about Elon Musk for a second, and the reason is, and this isn't pro or con Elon, this is just talking about his video game studio called XAI. And you may not believe it seeing him all over Washington DC right now, but he's kind of circled back a bit to XAI, and he went on Twitter.
It's called X, Rick.
And he confirmed that he is still making an XAI game studio. He put, it's got to be done. Make video games great again, which is a really stupid thing to say because video games are great. But you know why he's saying it. And so his point was he thought we don't need to get into what he thinks about all that other stuff. But there's a lot to unpack about his motivations and how exactly this would work. All of this is spawned from the idea that he thought modern video games are too woke and video game studios were too into DEI or whatever it is. He didn't like progressive messaging. And so we know he is a gamer. He has extolled the virtues of games like Cyberpunk 2077 and Elden Ring, but remember, I think things really took a strange turn when he claimed to be a world-ranked Diablo 4 and a world-ranked Path of Exile 2 player. We kind of debunked that a couple shows ago. That was a investigation by the Path of Exile creators, and he basically got boosted, meaning he turned his account over to people who had the time and the talent to get high-level characters and gear. And to his credit, Musk did finally admit, all right, so other people were playing for me. It's kind of like winning a NASCAR race and say Rick Tittle won. It was like, well, I think Dale Earnhardt Jr. was driving. Like, all right. but as for an AI game studio, I mean, AI has already been so hotly contested when it came to the SAG strike because there are voice actors that were part of that as well that had a separate deal. And even when the actors and writers came back, the voice actors were still holding out. And there are some AI processes that don't involve Gen AI being deemed useful enough to be utilized as well. So that's not really a controversy. But when you use Gen AI in script writing and artwork and cinematics, I mean, a lot of dev studios do that already. But if Musk's idea is to make an entire game based around XAI tech, it just leaves a lot of questions about what it would be and how it would be produced. And there's an idea that people who bow down to Musk that think, well, since he has unlimited resources, one of the richest people on the planet, he'd make a really good video game. But all you have to do is be a sports fan, and you know that the team that spends the most on their talent is an ambitious team that wants to win but doesn't guarantee them anything. You know, more times than not, the teams that spend do well, but there are teams that spend a lot of money that go down the toilet as well. But I just wonder how much industry backlash he'll get. I mean, you think about the dichotomy right now of people who bought Teslas because they thought Musk was an environmental hero and they didn't have to use fossil fuels, and now they're like taking them back because they hate him. That is a conundrum. Or do they trade him in for an electric car from some other industry? I don't know. But the question is if Musk is committed, what he could do, as long as people didn't have a problem with his politics, he could hire the most talented video game creators in the world. Sort of like Live Golf, right? It's like you could go to all the studios that are under the Activision umbrella, the Ubisoft umbrella, whatever it is. You could just go there and say, you know, to the top developers, what's your salary this, you know, right now? And they go, well, I'm my salary is really good. Well, what is it? That's $150,000 a year. Oh, how about I give you $5 million a year? What? Never mind. How about if I give you $50 million a year? What? Yeah. People can be really sanctimonious until that check is in front of them. And we saw that happen with golfers. And I'm not judging them. I'm not judging those golfers. Somebody puts a check like that in front of me, and you know that if you have great grandchildren, they'll never have to work. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad thing. But I'm just saying he could do that if he wanted, but there's a lot of industry pushback just having Elon around at all. Because unfortunately in America is that Americans hate Americans. Well, he's not even American. But I'm just saying, it used to be we would all, you know, like, oh, we hate the Soviet Union. Now we hate states. Oh, we hate California. We hate Texas. We hate Florida. It's so weird how we all point the finger at each other. But that's, you know, Musk is a polarizing guy. You either think, oh, he's so great. He's cutting out the waste. He's draining the swamp. And you think, this guy is nothing but bad news. And he's dumb and he's evil. Whatever you think, feel free to think as you want, as you will. But we've seen giants like Google attempt to make their own games and fail, even with hugely talented teams. So another indication, as they say, you can spend and it doesn't work. And a lot of times it doesn't mean that the talent you hired is no good. I mean, how many times, once again, taking it back to sports, have we seen teams that have, you know, five all-stars on them? And they stink. They just don't gel. There's no game plan, man. There's no leadership. There's no oomph and the esprit de corps and the joie de vivre and every other French term. Rendezvous. So I don't know if what his big blockbuster ideas are going to be, but Musk is going to throw cash at it. We'll see. I mean, overpaying for Twitter and starting Doge and these other things, we'll see what happens. But he says that he's in on it. But the people who have gone to Blue Sky because they want nothing, nothing to do with Twitter now, those people definitely probably would rather have him stay out. All right. We will see. Once again, to win the Halo Legacy Collection from Upper Deck, send your emails to rick@sportsbyline.com. All right, let's get to the new releases this week. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And we'll start off with Blade and Soul Neo on the PC. Godzilla X Kong. Times Kong. Titan Chasers. This is for your phones, iOS and Google. Spectre Divide. PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Very cel-shaded. I See Red. This is on the Nintendo Switch, as is Freddy Farmer. Very cartoony. Glover. Oh, there's Glover. Glover is back. It's on all the big boy systems except the PC. Him, the Smile, and Bloom. This is it's very anime looking. It's four very fancy gentlemen all dressed up holding flowers. Him, the Smile, and Bloom. Switch and PC. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. That's on the Android phones. The Escape Room Chronicles Episode 4, the 24-hour TV station on the PC. Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection, PC and Nintendo Switch. Dollhouse, Behind the Broken Mirror, X and S, 5 and PC. Farming Simulator VR. I'm going to pull this potato out of the ground. There it is. I don't know. Maybe it's fun. I don't want to judge it. Let's see. Monster Hunter Wilds, PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. Morsels, PC, Switch, and 5. Omega 6, The Triangle Stars. That is Switch and PC. Be Gone, Beast. This is on the PC. Blood Pipers, PC, as is Centipede Blast. Eagle Knight Paradox, PC and Nintendo Switch. Lost Lullabies, The Orphanage Chronicles, very creepy, scary game, PC. Midnight Murder Club, yikes, PC. Sailing the Winds, PC. Star of Providence, this is a Nintendo Switch exclusive. A Corgi's Cozy Hike, this is Linux and PC. Apopia, Sugar-Coated Tale, PC and Linux. Astral Throne on the PC, as is Battle Train. Beacon of Nada, this is PC and Xbox Series X and S. Below, Rusted Gods on the PC, as is Block Lords. Below Rusted Gods is like a doctor game. Block Lords are your like knights. Bugaboo Pocket, these are for your phones and the Switch. Card of Legends, Awaken Angels on the PC. Clover Pit on the PC. Also Crashlands 2 on the PC and your phones. And Demon School, which is on everything, including the Macintosh. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track.
Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
With you closing things down in our customary fashion, and that is with the cheat code that you asked for me to look up, and I get it. And then we'll be back to all your sports talk in 2 minutes. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Preeta. Preeta says, or asks, Rick, how do I unlock Idol in Killer Instinct? I love this question. I haven't thought about Killer Instinct in decades because that's a Super Nintendo game. But you can play through the game as Idol. That's E-Y-E-D-O-L, like Idol. Idol is the final boss, but you can be Idol and play the game. If you go to the main menu and highlight Cinder, hold right, and then very quickly press left, right, X, B, Y, A. Once again, highlight Cinder in the main menu, hold right, and quickly press L, R, X, B, Y, A, and that two-headed fiend is as good as yours. And you can go hog wild, baby. All right. Hey, thank you very much for tuning into the show, and we'll be back next week with another episode of the Video Game Review.